we're doing the next topic we're going to take up is what could you use for Erev Tov Shilin? What types of foods? Okay, so what's an Erev Tov Shilin? Right, just for those of us, so just to review. So Erev Tov Shilin is that they're not allowed, in HaTorah you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. If you have Yom Tov to Shabbos, right? So in HaTorah you're allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Okay, you're allowed to. You're not allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Chol, but you're allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Min HaTorah. But the Rabbanan Aser, they say you're not allowed to do it. Okay? You're not allowed to do it. Let's say, because if you do, then you're going to get confused and you're going to cook from Yom Tov to Chol. Okay, if you cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, the person will say, oh, you cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, you cook from Yom Tov to after Yom Tov. They don't realize the difference. So fine. But basically, is the Rabbanan set up a heter. It's not also absolutely across the board, but if you, so to speak, begin cooking beforehand, begin your preparation for Shabbos beforehand, and then on Yom Tov you're, so to speak, relying on that cooking. So as you start cooking for Shabbos, let's say you cook an egg and matzah, whatever it is, that you put that aside beforehand. And then when you cook on Yom Tov, for Shabbos, you're relying on this thing which you already started your preparation beforehand, so then it's mutter. Then that's permitted. And that's the idea of the Erev Tov Shilin. And somehow it's reminding you that you're only allowed to cook because it's Shabbos. Okay, however exactly that works. But the point is you're beginning, you started preparing already earlier, you already put it aside for Shabbos. And that's the idea, you're putting aside this food for Shabbos. When you place your Erev Tov Shilin, this is stuff that you're putting aside. Not, it's not for Yom Tov, it's for Shabbos. And then you can cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Okay? So the question is, what types of foods? But that's the main idea, that food you're putting aside is food for Shabbos. Okay, food for Shabbos, which is that's what's permitting you to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So the question is, what types of food are necessary to be placed? What types of food?
Can you make this thing before Yom Tov even?
Yes, before Yom Tov. Okay. So let's see. Let's read the Mishnah very quickly. Okay, this is the part which I'm not really sure. The proper way to do this, I think, is to do the Mishnah first. So let's see. So it says, let's start from the beginning, okay? Why not? So the Mishnah is on Tezvav and Beis and Beta. So it says, Yantav Shechal Yos Erev Shabbos. So if Yantav comes out on Erev Shabbos, let's say Friday, Thursday, Friday, Lo Yivashu V'tchilo B'Yantav L'Shabbos. Okay, so you can't cook originally from Yantav to Shabbos. V'Yivashu L'Yantav V'Mhos Yosef. So forget about that. That's fine. V'Osa Tavshil Me'Erev Yantav. So you can place an Erev Tov Shilin on Erev Yantav. V'Somech Alav L'Shabbos. And then if you have this Erev Tov Shilin, then you could rely on it to cook from Yantav to Shabbos. That's what I just told you about. Okay? B'shamay omrim shnei tov shilin. B'shamay says you have to place two cooked items. Your Erev Tov Shilin has to consist of two cooked items. U'beis hillel omrim tov shil achad. No, it's sufficient to have one cooked item. Okay? That's the machlokas. B'shavin, but they both agree, b'dag u'beitza she'alav shein shnei tov shilin. That if you have a fish which is coated in egg, okay, like you shmear egg on top of it, something like that, okay? Shaytachin beitzel, yes, exactly. They they fry it, let's say, and they coat it with oil, with egg first. Shein shnei tov shilin. That counts as two tov shilin. So even Beis Shammai, who maintains that you need two, not two totally different things, even your egg, fish smeared with egg counts as two. Okay, fine.
Okay. Is this just like a glaze?
Yes, just like a glaze. I mean, maybe it's a little thicker than a glaze, but I don't know exactly how you'd call it, but I'm not sure what the chef would call it, but it's a shmear. I prefer to call it a shmear than a glaze. It's a more Jewish term, anyway. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, interestingly, again, it works by you're not cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos, you're just continuing it.
Yeah, let's say that's a good way to look at it. That's one way to look at it. I mean, there's different ways to look at it. But yeah, you're continuing your preparation, which you began earlier, your preparation for Shabbos. Okay? Right. That's one way to look at it. Okay, or you could say you're cooking on Yom Tov to Shabbos, but you're doing it with a reminder that it's for Shabbos. You see, it's Shabbos. You even started preparing for Shabbos beforehand. Shabbos is on your mind, so it's like you're relying on the Shabbos thing. So it brings to your mind that this is a Shabbos thing, not just after Yom Tov thing. Okay? Fine. So that's one major machlokas here. Do you need one tavshil or two tavshils? Tavshilin, right? One cooked item or two cooked items? Okay. Why would you need one? Why would you need two? It's not really clear, right? It's not really clear. You guys didn't think about that, did you? Okay. I mean, the thing is that now. So the different Rishonim, we do talk about that. And that's why I thought. They don't want to talk about that, but maybe we'll get to that, okay? But in the meantime, let's take up a more particular thing. Let's assume that you need one tavshil. Okay, we go like this, you need one cooked item. Okay, there's a machlokas Rishonim. There's a lot of stuff going on here. There's a machlokas Rishonim about whether, how you doing? Machlokas Rishonim about when you say you need two cooked items, or one cooked item, does that mean, what about bread? You need a separate thing. Like, what do we do? If I'd ask you, how do we hold? Do we need one or two? We need one cooked item or two cooked items? Two. Which two? Bread and egg. Okay. Is a bread a cooked item? No?
Separate.
Sort of? A baked item? Okay, so that's a little tricky. There's machlokas Rishonim, whether or not you need a separate eruv tavshilin for cooking and a separate eruv tavshilin for baking. Or it's sufficient to have one for everything. Okay, that's Rabbeinu Tam holds you need it for both. Two separate things, and that's what we do. That's why we do two. Okay? So put aside baking, though. This machlokas is machlokas about cooking. Forget baking. This is Erev Tavshilin cooking. Forget baking, forget bread. We're talking about cooking. An Erev for cooking, machlokas Sham Yisrael, whether you need one or whether you need two. Okay? We need one or two. Okay. Daniel, let me just quick fill in. Okay, so now the question is again, so remember, we're talking about cooking, forget about baking. Cooked items, you need one cooked item, we hold it for yourself. One cooked item. What type of cooked item do you need? Okay, so the Gemara is on Tezayin Amanav. So it says, Omar Abaye, Lo Shanu Elatavshil. We only learn the tavshil. You can only use the tavshil. This is on Tesayin and Aleph at like three quarters of the way down the page. Okay, two dots. You have to use a tavshil of a paslo. You can't use bread. You can only use a cooked item. Okay, again, this is not dealing with the baking issue. This is dealing with the cooking issue, but what could you use for cooking? So you're saying you can only use a cooked item, you can't use bread. Maish no paslo. Why not? What's the difference? What's the difference? Isn't the idea that you're beginning your preparation for Shabbos earlier? Who cares whether it's a bread or it's a cooked item or a cooked food? So if it's because you need something which is malafes, what's malafes mean? Eaten with bread. Okay. It's like a relish or something which is eating but bread with bread. If it's like some sort of a main dish, something which is eaten with bread, okay, if it's because you'll say you need something which is a malafes, which is like a relish, upasla, malafsa, and pas, bread is not something that's eaten with bread, it is bread, right? It's not clear why you need something which is a malafes, but let's hold off for a second. But daisa, not mean the lo malafsa, but daisa, which means what, like porridge or something? Is that how they say anyone? How do you guys? What?
It's in middle school like that.
Pounded grains. Okay, pounded grains. Also, I'm obvious. Amar b'zera. Okay, basically, but he says we'll read that side. Ma'arim daisa, but you could use daisa. So let's do some Rashi's here. Okay, so why? What's the idea? Why would you say you need something which is malafes? So Rashi says, the malafes liftan b'inon. You need a relish. I'll call it a relish. It means something which goes together with bread, right? I think that's how does our school translate malafes? Doesn't it relish? Or something goes together with bread, or whatever. Okay, the mucha milsa she'asoy l'shabbos. So the reason why you think you need a relish is because it's muchach, it's clear, it's manifest, that you made this thing for Shabbos. Okay? Why? It's not clear. But it's clear, it's muchach, that you made it for Shabbos. That's why I would think that you need something which is malafes. Because it has to be clear that you made it for Shabbos, and malafes is... Lefis is a kind of thing people eat on Shabbos. Maybe it's like a more fancy kind of thing. During the week, you just eat bread. Right? You get by. But malafes, so you have extra dips and stuff like that. Things like that during the week. On Shabbos, you know, fancy dishes. So if you'll say that's the reason why, it's because you need something to malafes, something which goes together with bread, upas lo malafsa, Rashi, hilkach lo mucha milsahi, therefore it's not clear, sharei v'chol yom yesh lachem, because every day there's bread. You always have bread. So what does bread show? You put aside bread, big deal, every day you have bread. It doesn't show anything. But that's why maybe you'd say you need a malafas, something which is a relish, it's the kind of thing you don't have every day, so you're putting it aside. It's clear that it's for the Erev, it's for Shabbos. So maybe you'll say that's why. But the problem is, but daisa, which are these pounded grains, are not a relish. And how do we know that they're not a relish? So the Gemara says, "Amar of Zera, Hani Bavloi Tipshoi." These Babylonians are tipshin, stupid. The Achli Nama Benama, because they eat bread with bread. What's their depth? They eat bread together with pounded grains. They're just eating bread with bread. What kind of a dish is that? It's like a bread sandwich, right? Okay. Well, you see, you could use daisa. Okay, Rav Zachar of Abaye holds, you could use daisa for Erev Tavshilin. So you're telling me the reason why you can't use bread is because you need something which is a relish, something which is eaten with bread, and bread isn't eaten with bread, but you see, you could use daisa. Daisa is not a relish, and you can use that. So it can't be that that's the reason. So it must be that you're allowed to use things even if they're not relishes. So then if that's the case, you're back to the question. So why can you use bread? So the one says, Ela midi de lo shchiach leina. No, you need something which is not common. Something which is not common. Not commonly eaten. Upa shchicha. Daisa lo shchicha. But pas is shchiach, so therefore you're not allowed to use it. But it's common. It's commonly eaten. But daisa, these pounded grains, whoever eats pounded grains. Right? So therefore they're not shchiach, and therefore you're allowed to use them. Okay, so that's the Gemara's conclusion at this point. This is that you're allowed to use, the reason why you're allowed to use bread is because it's not common. Okay, and who cares if it's common? Okay, simple answer, who cares if it's common?
Because then will be clear.
Right, because it's not going to be mukhach, it's not going to be clear. Something which is commonly eaten is not going to be clear that that's the prayer of Toshion. Something which is not normally eaten, so that's going to be clear. Okay, that's the first answer, first way they learn the Gemara. Okay, it thought that it was because of this lafes problem, that it has to be relish. Says, no, it's not because of that. It has to be not common. Ikadamri. Okay, the other Ikadamri. Another lashon. Amar Abaye, loshon ol tavshel pasla. Same thing. It can't be bread. My time, why not? It's exactly the opposite, you'll say. If it's because you need something which is not common, upashkicham pas is too common. But daisa lo shkicha, but daisa is not common. Right? Daisa is not common. He says you're not allowed to use daisa. Okay, so it's a different quote. Are you allowed to use daisa? You're not allowed to use daisa. So here now he's quoting, it says is that you're not allowed to use daisa. So if you're at daisa, it's pounded grain. So if you tell me that the halacha, you need something which is uncommon, and that's why you can't use bread, because bread is common, but daisa is uncommon, you're not allowed to use daisa. So apparently it's not because of commonness. Ela mita demalafis bina nupas lomalafsa. Rather, the reason why is because you need something which is a relish, which goes together with bread. Which goes together with bread, and therefore bread doesn't go together with bread, nor does daisa, pounded grain, go together with bread, and therefore you can't use those things. Okay, so basically the punchline is there's two different guesses. One is that the factor is common, how common it is. Other, the factor is if it's a malafis, if it goes together with bread. Okay? And the nafkamina is daisa. It's daisa kind of is in both worlds. On the one hand, it does not go together with bread. On the other hand, it's not common. So that's going to be a difference. If your factor is, if it's common or is it uncommon, so daisa is uncommon, so it'll be sufficient. But if your factor is that you need something which goes together with bread, so then daisa doesn't go together. You suddenly just go, oh, daisa doesn't go together, and then you're not going to be able to use daisa. Okay? That's it. Okay, and they all seem to be in the same ballpark here about that it being noticeable. I mean, that's all we know here, is that we want this thing to be somehow noticeable that it's for the Erev. We don't know exactly why or how that works, but it seems to be some sort of a question within that. Right? I have a question on this whole thing. Is he saying it has to be muchach, noticeable, that it's for Shabbos, right? But you're placing this thing, let's just get the situation here. It's Erev Yontif, right? Let's say in our situation, Erev 2 days Yontif. It's So it's Wednesday afternoon. You're placing your Eretz Shilin, putting aside your bread or your matzah or your egg for Shabbos. Right? So what you're saying is, well, you need something fancy, whatever, that'll be nicker, be muchach, that is for Shabbos, an egg, right, or something, you know. Now, how is it nicker that is for Shabbos? Because you don't ordinarily have eggs, or you don't ordinarily have this thing, right? It's a lafes, it's whatever, muchach, right? But is it really muchach that it's for Shabbos? I mean, what about Yontif? Right? I mean, Yontif's what's coming up here. So how is it really ever muchach? I understand saying it's not muchach that it's for chol, because on during the week you don't have this stuff. But I mean, it's Yontif. It's Yontif then Shabbos. So is it even possible for it to be muchach from the thing itself, which seems like they're trying to do? Is it possible to be muchach that it's for Shabbos?
Well, when you set it aside.
Oh, you set it aside. Okay, so that's already a new point. So you're setting it aside and saying, hey, this is for Shabbos. Right? But once you're doing that, you might as well set aside anything. Set aside pasta and say, hey, this is for Shabbos. Like, if you're relying on your setting aside and you're saying, this is my Erev, so then who needs Muchach? Then you don't need Muchach. Then just say you're setting aside. Setting aside. You know? But if you're telling me that it's like in Manashach, if you're telling me that what makes it like an Erev is because it's like Shabbos food, so I hear that, but it's Yom Tov food. Who said it's Shabbos food? I'll tell you it's Yom Tov food. And if Elmai will tell me, no, I'm setting aside, I'm saying this is for Shabbos, not for Yom Tov. So then I'll take bread, I'll say it's for Shabbos, not for a chol. Right? Reminded me of it's like you know the halacha that if you have meat and two people eating meat and milk on the same table, right in the dorm you have this, right? So you have to if it depends on the conditions. If you're guys who would share with each other, that kind of thing, then you have to put a hecker, right? I think that's you have to put some sort of divider in between the two of you. I don't know what the psak is nowadays in the dorm guys, like, because you usually have your separate foods. I don't know, do you guys do that or not? You do it. So you put a hecker. Yeah, right. So the question is, so could you put a hacker like just a bottle of soda? Does that work?
No.
No. Because a bottle of soda is always on the table. It doesn't do anything. Right? So you put like, I don't know, we used to put like the soap. I don't know, now they just keep the soap on the table always. It's funny because like in yeshiva it's hard to find something that is strange that's on the table. Kitchen table, anything could be on that table.
Bar of metal.
Yeah, something crazy, yeah. Right? But now, so let's say it's a shoe, okay? So a shoe, you see a shoe on the table, you say, oh, meat and milk. Why? What does a shoe mean to meat and milk, right? It's not like it's a sign, it's not like some sort of a divider that says meat has like different colors or whatever, right? It's just a random object, right? So how does that remind you of meat and milk?
Because you know it's on the table, like why would it be on the table?
You're right. It's like, what's this random object doing on the table, right? And the fact that, like, random object on table means something. What does it mean? We're not really sure, but it means something. So that points you to something's going on here, right? So when you have bread on your table, what does that mean? Again, back to Eretz Yisrael world. What does bread on your counter mean?
That you're going to eat bread for whenever you're hungry.
Right, bread on your table doesn't mean anything. I mean, every day. That's what it says. B'chol Rashi says, B'chol Yom Yishlachem, right? They always had bread. I mean, we don't always have bread, but even we almost always have bread. But they always had bread. Their meals always were bread. It's essentially consisted of bread. So you have bread on your table, that's simply not anything. What's the repetition? You put bread on your table? What's that? It doesn't point to anything. It doesn't anchor anything. It doesn't anything. It's just sitting on your table, bread on your table. Big deal. Right? But, like, if you put something strange on your table, right? So, you say, oh, what's that for? Right? What's that for? Or if you cook a relish, let's say you cook a relish, right? You say, that's a fancy thing. What fancy meal is that for? Right? You're putting it down for a fancy meal. Most of you are putting that down for a fancy meal. So it invites the question. Which fancy meal was this placed for? Oh, it was placed for Shabbos. Oh, it was placed for Yom Tov. But in other words, it begs the question, what's that for? And therefore it begs an answer, and the answer is based on whatever you placed it for. So if you placed it on Shabbos, for Shabbos, so then it's placed for Shabbos. It's not like the thing, that's what I'm saying, it's not like the thing itself has to say Shabbos on it. Because that's impossible. Right? It's impossible. Just like the thing on your table between meat and milk doesn't say meat and milk on it. It's not, maybe that could mean something, but it's not. It seems like it has to be a hecker. It has to point to something. Now the hanacha, what it points to is, well, what it was it, given that it points to something, now how you, what you placed it for will, so to speak, answer the question, what was it, what's it pointing to? Oh, well, that's the, whenever you see this funny thing, this fancy dish on the table, oh, this vintage for what? Well, oh, I know, I placed it for this. But if you see bread on the table, even if you placed it for Shabbos, even if that's what you place it for, but you see a bread on the table, it simply doesn't, it doesn't say, hey, placed for something. It doesn't say that. It doesn't talk to you. It doesn't, it's just bread on the table. It doesn't point to anything. So you need something which invites a question. And then, but it's not like the chefta itself has to reflect something. But we still need a machlokas, though. I'm just kind of talking.
And that makes the relish side more weird, because that does seem like it has to do with Shabbos.
Yeah, right. It seems like now we're kind of in the ballpark, though. You know, like, the shchiach is just a weird thing. You know, the relish kind of has to be pointing to Shabbos, sort of. Not exactly, but sort of. Right? I mean, I don't know, we're just kind of, we're moving closer, though, I think, you know? Like, we're outruling the idea the thing intrinsically has to say Shabbos on it. We're saying it, no, it's just because there's something else, but now, you know, I think we're closer. So we're going to leave this question, and we're going to bring up another one, which I think is related, at least according to the Miri. So the Machlokas between Meisham and Meisil, whether you need two tavshils or one tavshil. Two tavshil or one tavshil. Right? So why wouldn't you need two? And surface, what's wrong with one? Right? Why should you need two? Right? That's really the question. If you're doing it, you need a reminder, something like that, and well, what do you need two for? Right? Two is extra. That's the question. Right? He says, so he explains. He says, "Velo yahetzrichu." This is the Meiri. I guess on the Mishnah in the Mishnah of Kodesh, page 92, like 7-8 lines on the bottom. "Velo tzrichu beishamesh neitavshil mitzad shlo yitavshil achad matir b'chola kol tikun meichel." It's not that beisham I need two tavshilin because one thing can't work for all different types of preparation. Because maybe you'll say there are different ways to cook. You could cook. You could roast, you could bake, you could, right? So maybe you'll say that for all, obviously that's why he needs more than one. He says, Shem Kein, Oyel Hatzuch Gam Kein, Echad Mevushal, Vechad Sli. Right? So he said, if that's the case, you need one for bake cooking, one for roasting. Right? But you don't need that. He says, Vyol Mevushal, Mevushal, Vetzli, Vetzli. All right, Avheim Modiv, and Dagu Beitzish, Allah Shemal Kshnei Toshing, which is why, but he agrees that if you put an egg with fish, it's one thing, that counts as two, but there's nothing roasted. So he's not saying you need two because you have two different methods of preparation. Okay? Well, see, that's how the Rebbeinu Tam wants to learn. He's out with Rebbeinu Tam. Rebbeinu Tam wants to learn Bishamai that way. Okay? So that's why, but whatever. Ella, so the rather, I mean, I'd like to get to Rebbeinu Tam, but this is the Rebbeinu Tam. He says it's the way of people to prepare for Shabbos more than one food. And if you're only placing one tavshil, in heker b'davar klal shesor Shabbos nasa, it's not nicker that it's for Shabbos, because it's one tavshil. But you always do one tavshil, right? The one tavshil doesn't. Whoever heard of Shabbos with only one tavshil, only one cooked item? So therefore, you need two, right? When Beisil also of him, and Beisil says, "Hol mikol makom harbe somchem al tavshil echad af b'Shabbos," since many people only have one food, cooked item on Shabbos, da'ilan u'tavshil echad. Right? He says, certainly, there's therefore one's enough. And even people who usually have more than one cooked item on Shabbos, the main part of the meal is with one. So one is sufficient. Okay? Fine. So basically he's saying is that the reason why, and it's a little tricky as the base whole part, but he's basically saying is that the reason he's maintaining, the reason why Beis Shammai needs two is because it has to be nicker, that's for Shabbos. And Shabbos, nicker, you need two. Right? Because on Shabbos, you have two cooked items. Right? But we don't hold like that. We hold like Beis Hillel, that really only need one. Right? So it's interesting. Is this kind of sounds similar to our question, doesn't it? Right? I mean, it doesn't have to be noticeable that it's for Shabbos. I mean, here it's talking about like how many. There it's talking about like what those items, what the cooked items are. You know, in the Gemara, it's what the items are. But they're definitely, they seem related. So why don't we try to, why don't we try to do for next time? Let's try to define each of these as machlokesim. Okay, define machlokes Rav Hashem and Hillel and the machlokes within Abaye, you know, between those two. So, by the way, you can also think about the question is whether dag and beitza, whether fish with the egg coating on top of the shmir, whether that counts as two or that counts as one. That's apparently like a question, right? Or it's saying everyone agrees, but that's like a havmin maskana, whether that will count as one or two. Okay?
Is it a problem with this
somewhere? It's a little bit of a problem, I think. Because, I mean, we can't hold like Bishanamai. Right. Babaye knows that we don't pass on Bishanamai. So it seems that everyone agrees, Levaskana. You both of these say in the Gemara, whether it has to be relish or not relish, whatever, they both must hold that it's only you only need one. So if you're learning the question about, you know, about whether it has to be Nicker for Shabbos, then it seems to be, right?
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of a problem.
Do they have to fit in with Bishanamai also?
No, I don't think they fit in with Bishanamai necessarily, but they have to fit in with Beis Hillel.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, they come after Reish Shammai, so they could say, we don't know Reish Shammai, so you don't have to do that. But it seemed like, you know, it seems almost to line up, or so, at least close to it.
Yeah,
okay, we good?